Sean, I appreciate the intent, but I told you, dry January, if you could, refrain from any kind of triggering alcohol-related rejoin music, if you could.
I would just say it's a good day to do this. Two things. It was just broken by the U.S. Surgeon General that alcohol is the leading cause of cancer.
Okay.
And we should have alcoholic drinks with a warning label. So excellent. Now that you're healthy, I love it. Welcome aboard. What are the big weekend plans for dry January?
I guess the weekend would probably would look a little different. But I do have one plan, which is that DMs and I are going to start our sourdough bread.
Oh, actually, Greg.
I'm very excited about this. We have to name and start the dough.
That's on my intentions list.
Wait.
To make sourdough.
This is all making sense, Greg.
I'm very excited about this.
Does stopping drinking cause your masculinity to go away? Is that why I am the way I am?
Very excited about we're going to make some bread in the new year. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited about
it. Greg, it's really interesting you bring this up because I actually have a new open for this.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, okay. I crafted one. It's a little bit more creative than the Jackson 5 one, okay. I promise. Right. But here's how this one goes.
Okay.
The word itself makes some men uncomfortable.
And now, another dramatic episode of...
He's fragile. Very fragile.
How whipped is he?
Very funny. No, we're doing... we have to start with our starter.
Mm-hmm.
We have to prepare the starter.
Do you have the only starter you're familiar with is the golf starter.
It's 7 days of the starter.
Do you have
you're
one
familiar
your...
with this. I'm very excited about it. I've never made bread before.
Do you have the proper glass storage?
Of course. Okay. We bought all the things on Amazon.
So we got to get yeast and all that other stuff?
Well, flour, and then you have your starter for 7 days.
Well, and you have to feed it.
And then we have to feed our starter.
I'm not an expert on anything, Greg, but I'm almost 9 years in. And if I was going to start drinking, this process of making sourdough bread may be the elixir. Like, why else would you do that if you can't booze while you're doing it?
Is DMs doing a dry January?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She should totally taunt you.
She's the reason you're doing dry January, right?
No. I decided I would try to lose a few pounds.
I don't think it's the drinking, Greg.
What's eating?
Yeah, I think
both. That's why I'm making sourdough. I'm very excited about
it. Well, that's what they say.
She brought it up, she said, would you like to, this could be our project together.
Yeah.
Which is to feed the starter for 7 days. So you feed the starter and then you make all your sourdough loaves off of the starter.
And there are tons of recipes that you can use the discard from the starter to make unbelievable cookies and other things.
That's what anybody will tell you when you're trying to lose weight. Eat more carbs.
Right.
So make bread.
We really had a great show today. This is totally ruining it.
I'm trying to lose weight, so what are you doing for the week? Oh, we're making bread.
I'm not going to drink anymore, and I need a starter.
I resent the implication that I'm whipped, though. I mean, I am as excited about making the bread as anything I've been excited for in my entire life.
You seem thrilled.
I'm as excited for making the bread as I am for our show excursion to the Patriots game suite on Sunday.
Who's in?
Everybody but Wiggy.
Awesome.
Yeah. Wiggy committed to it, and then he saw the chance to make a couple bucks doing some appearance in Methuen.
Ty and I will be doing an appearance, so. Being a Hall of Famer, huh?
Paid?
Well, I mean.
Yes, Wiggy.
Do you do anything for free?
It's a trade for gift certificates, but he'll be there. Don't worry about that
money.
And believe me, they get a lot more out of me than they do, than I get out of them, believe that.
Okay. Well, you're going to miss probably the greatest game of the season if you're not with us on Sunday.
I'll be watching it.
Well, I'm grateful because James has Wiggy's seat, so it'll be a big guy.
There you go. You can have my seat.
Get there early. It's a sellout.
At least there'll be no traffic.
That's true.
Yeah. You'll be able to breeze in and out of Gillette.
All right. Joining us now, an Odyssey Sports Wagering Insider, the host of You Better You Bet. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Check all of the latest lines out right now on the BetMGM app and make sure you catch You Better You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 on the BetQL network and watch from 6 to 7 p.m. on NBC Sports Fast Channel or Peacock. I saw this announcement over the break. And our guy Nick Kostos is the man on the come up. He's now on television. Nick, congratulations.
Thanks, buddy. My house is a big sourdough bread house, so
really?
I'm with you on all this. Yeah, my wife loves it. I would say I like it, but she loves it. So like we have, I don't even know, there's like some bakery here, and like she goes and we have sourdough bread in our house every week. So well, I'm with you here on this.
But have you ever done it together?
No, but
like, there's nothing I am looking forward to more than the two of us preparing a little sourdough with extra love.
You're not very convincing on that. But I'll, I mean, but I'll say this. All the people, Greg, that are ragging on you, see, my opinion is, yes, he is whipped. That's okay. This is the sign of a healthy relationship when you're doing stuff like this. This means things are going well.
That's
like, this should be that Greg is happy. Like, you think, like, if you hate the person you're with, you're baking bread? Like, there's no way. Oh. So this is a good thing. Greg, I'm happy for you, buddy. Yeah. And you are whipped, and that's okay. And it's not that big a deal. Sign someone who is married and whipped.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's okay.
Happy wife, happy life.
That's exactly, that is, let me tell you something. That is definitely true.
What do you want to start with? You want to start with NFL or you want to start with college football?
Whatever you want. Also, I'm doing Dry January also.
Oh, you are?
I don't really drink, though, so I don't know if that's really like...
It doesn't count, then.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really so whatever
I
you want.
I don't think you do any downers.
Well, I used to. Is pot a downer?
Alcohol's a downer.
Oh, pot. Yeah. Well, I mean, no, I used to drink.
Weed. Oh, yeah. Weed's a downer, too.
Oh, well, I mean, I used to. Now, like, those... See,
what's
now that I have a kid, it's... now, like, all those avenues of pleasures on the highway of life have unfortunately been closed. So, now I'm just sober all the time.
What's a downer?
Like, it brings your energy down.
Like alcohol is a depressant.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Well,
maybe you're just drinking the wrong alcohol. That's what it sounds like. Because when I drink, I ain't depressed. When I smoke, I definitely ain't depressed. You're just doing
the
wrong.
The second one.
Yeah. But, no, Greg, it's interesting because when you look at, like, the AFC and the NFC, there's really only a few games, right? Cincinnati's still in the mix, right? But that's probably the biggest game since.
Yeah, but Wiggy, like, there are some of these games that I think, you know, everyone rags on Week 18 in the same way everyone rags on the preseason, like, betting these things. I think there are some, like, big-time betting opportunities in some of these games where there's nothing to play for also.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, because I thought, like, the Cincinnati's, they're going to Pittsburgh. They need a win, but it looks like Denver should be able to win that game.
I love Kansas City to cover the spread in that game.
Really?
Love Kansas City. Right. So Denver wins, and Denver is the seventh and final wild card team in the AFC. So winning in for Denver. Kansas City has already clinched home field advantage in the AFC playoffs, so the Chiefs are resting their starters. Patrick Mahomes isn't playing in the game. But it's not like Kansas City's backup quarterback is a curtain-jerking jabroni. Like, Carson Wentz isn't great, but he's also not terrible. And last year, Week 18, the Rams played the Niners. Both the Rams and the Niners sat their starters. And it was Carson Wentz versus a quarterback everybody might have heard of who's been amazing this year, named Sam Darnold. And Carson Wentz was better than Darnold in that game, and the Rams won. So this is not like a terrible quarterback playing for Kansas City. I like the Chiefs a lot to cover the spread on Sunday at Denver, plus 10.5.
When it comes to college, Kostos, I mean, we can't bet here in Massachusetts, but if you're betting, what game are you going to put your money on? Are you going to do Cotton Bowl, or are you going to do Notre Dame, Penn
State? You can bet here.
You just can't bet on Boston College.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought we couldn't bet in college at all.
Well, this is the Parlay Princess?
Yeah.
No,
I've been staying away when I'm on
the
DraftKings
app. She's the Parlay Princess in the NFL. No.
When I'm on BetMGM, I'm looking through, and I say, college, stay away.
No, you can bet college.
Oh.
What I would do, Courtney, just bet Ohio State to win the championship. They're going to beat Texas. They will beat either Notre Dame or Penn State in the national title game. I think it'll be Notre Dame that they end up playing. Ohio State is the best team. I'm going to give a really nerdy analogy here because I'm a massive nerd. Ohio State's like Keanu Reeves at the end of The Matrix. He realizes he's Neo, and he just destroys everybody. Like, they're the best team, and now they know it. They're not doing the stupid stuff they did when they lost to Michigan. They have NFL players all over the field, including, like, the 19-year-old wide receiver who might be the first overall pick in the draft this year at age 19, Jeremiah Smith, who's insane. If anyone watched the Rose Bowl you saw against Oregon. And just, like, keep this in mind, the last couple games for Ohio State. You know, Tennessee is not a bad team. Very good team. Oregon was the consensus number one team in the country. Ohio State obliterated both.
Yeah.
So I think they cruise to a national title here. They're plus 110, still plus money to win it all. I do like the Buckeyes.
Kostos, the most anticipated NFL game of the weekend has to be Vikings-Lions on Sunday Night Football. It's currently Lions by 3. I lean just playing the Vikings team total just because of how bad the Lions defense has been and how banged up they are, to be completely honest. Like, they just have an entire starting roster of guys on IR. Where do you fall on this game and how would you approach it?
I think you're 100% right. So I think I would urge everybody to ask yourself this question. What's the minimum number of points the Vikings are scoring in the game? The minimum that Minnesota scores. The Lions know they can't stop anybody. Like, Detroit can't win a game 20-17. It's not possible. Not against, like, a decent offense, and the Vikings have a good offense. Their pass defense is abominable now with everybody that's out and injured. So Minnesota's going to score. So really what it comes down to is, you know, and this is what makes it a difficult game to bet, you know, Dan Campbell's going to go for it on these fourth downs. He's going to go for it on fourth and goals, right? If the Lions convert, like, they're going to win. And if they don't, they're going to lose and might lose by 10 or more. So I think Detroit is likely to win the game. I don't know if Detroit will cover the spread. I think it could be a close game. I actually think the best bet to make in the game is Minnesota +3, but it has to be a full three. But Shime, I do agree. I think the Vikings are likely to score a lot on Sunday night.
Odds, and if there are, and I assume there are, and then your opinion on Mike Vrabel, who is interviewing with the Jets today, and where he ends up as a head coach.
So I think Vrabel will be a head coach. I think that, I mean, I just, I think he'd be a good hire, which makes me think the Jets won't do it because they're so stupid. Like, I think he'd be an awesome hire. But I'll say this about Vrabel. Obviously, I know he's like a beloved figure, like locally, obviously. I think he has to come with a strong offensive coordinator because that's obviously, like, he's a quote-unquote, like, leader of men, and he's a good head coach, like, brought the Titans to the AFC title game. But you need a good offensive coordinator. Like, Arthur Smith was his guy when he was there. I think you've got to have a 21st century offense now. So I think Vrabel would be a good hire, but I want to see who he's paired with. I don't think the Jets will hire him because I think he's too good to go to the Jets. They will make a worse hire than that. Like, they'll bring Rex back or something.
Nick, let me ask this because I think this is a lock. Even though the number's high, the kid has been playing spectacular. And, you know, if it wasn't for Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, you could probably throw his name into the MVP race. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I know, what is it, minus 14? I think that's the game that you jump all over them. They know they need this game to win. Baker Mayfield is good for throwing 3 or 4 touchdowns a game.
Yeah, so I would say, Wiggy, my advice would be, if people like the Bucs, I like the over in the game also. We think Spencer Rattler's going to start on Sunday for New Orleans, and it's not going to be Derek Carr. But there's a lot that we still don't know about who's playing in the skill position group for New Orleans. Like Kendre Miller with Alvin Kamara likely to, like, is Kendre Miller going to play? Is Chris Olave going to play in the final game of the season? Is MVS going to play? So if New Orleans has, like, a full complement of players, Spencer Rattler was actually not bad last week for the Saints, and Tampa's defense is nothing to write home about. I would like the over in the game if New Orleans is going to have everybody playing, but I do think Tampa will win. Tampa will win the NFC South, and Tampa will host a home playoff game next weekend, wild card weekend.
All right. Anybody else? Curtis, you all set?
I like Texas over Ohio State, so we'll be head-to-head on that.
Ooh, so wow. You like Texas to win?
Yes.
Wow. Really?
See, every time Curtis has been doing this all year long, I'm like, wow, illegal.
Well, no, but Curtis.
Like, every time Curtis has given a college bet, I'm sitting here like, damn.
But you know, Courtney, there are ways to bet, like, off shit. You don't have to bet on a domestic
bet. But I didn't think you'd be so willy-nilly with it.
Well,
I
mean, I'm just a wild man.
I've been betting for 20 years. Like, it just became legal, like, in the United States a couple years ago. Curtis, if you like Texas, like, you should bet them to win the game. You'll get a huge price on that for Texas to win the game outright.
Yeah, I just view Ohio State very simply. They've always been the most talented team. When they've had no pressure, they have been very good. Now they are the unquestionable pick to click to win the national championship. Texas has been sloppy but great. I'll take Sarkisian over Day in a high scoring game.
Sloppy but great.
Yep. Love it. That's what I would define that win against Arizona State. They were sloppy, but they were great when they needed to be.
He made some bad decisions in that game.
I don't know if they were great. I don't know if they were great against Arizona State, but they did win the game.
They sure did.
Well, Nick, great to hear your voice again. We missed you, or I missed you.
Thank you, buddy.
Any wishes for us before you go?
Yeah, I think the Bills will beat the Patriots this weekend, and wishing everybody, and I would, by the way, you guys are going to the game.
Yes.
Godspeed.
We're in a box. It's not
It's a workouting. We're in the suite. There's food.
Yeah.
We're not gonna. Obviously, we're gonna know our place, and we're not gonna boo anybody.
I did. I saw that you guys are all over the place this morning.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, I just maybe the wrong turn of a phrase. Maybe is what
I don't know. Like, I listened to, like, someone, I was, you know, a humble brag. I was working out this morning, and I listened to the clip. Well, it was, like, a full 2.5 minutes. I feel like he definitely meant it. I don't think that was, like, he might, walk it back. He definitely meant it. 100% he meant it. Right? Right?
I think so, yeah.
No, like, am I wrong about that? No,
not at all. It. You're right.
No, he meant it. No, he has disdain for fans.
Yeah.
And he also thinks that the Patriots are going to be the Lions in a couple years, which I don't know what, like, I'd like to know, is his weed a downer or an upper? That's what I want to know.
He did say he likes the fans sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, he has. I'm sure, like, when they're doing well and they're cheering, he likes them. I mean, they're one of the worst teams in the league. I mean, and also, like, I mean, you want to compare Gerard Mayo to Dan Campbell? Like, Gerard Mayo doesn't even know what running back he's starting 20 minutes before the game starts. I mean, give me a break here. Stop it. Stop. Stop.
All right, Nick. Thank you.
But hey, how great was it to vote Bill Belichick off the island? That was what an awesome decision. Ramondre Stevenson's not starting. Also, he is. Wishing everyone Minimal Sweats winning bets the absolute very best of luck.
All right, we'll be right back.